Another biggie is Christmas tree decorating and also decorating the home. Let's look at the tree right now. The big question is to tree or not to tree. Many folks struggle with whether to put up a tree or not. Some feel it's a sign of disrespect because the loved one is no longer there to enjoy the holidays with them. And some families have chosen to scale down that tree and other decorations. Some have done exactly what they did in the past as a way of continuing a tradition that their relative deeply loved. Some will have smaller families will forego the trees and visit relatives and partake in their traditions. It is truly a matter of choice, and one which you should give much thought. There really is no right answer. You need to search your soul and decide what will work for you. Families with children need to carefully consider their needs also. You know, some families who have had children die sometimes choose not to have Christmas at all, because one or both of the parents can't deal with the pain of not seeing their child being there in the morning of Christmas to open the presents. But what about the surviving children? You know, if that's your family, subtly, you're telling them that the child who died, their needs are more important than their surviving children's needs. And that's not good. So parents and other caregivers need to truly be sensitive to their surviving children's needs as well. Have a family meeting and discuss this openly. Let's look at some other alternatives that are available to us. We may choose to buy a smaller tree, buy an artificial tree, have someone else put up the tree, have someone else buy the tree. You could put it in a different place in your house. You can decorate it differently, buying new decorations. You can ask someone else to decorate it for you. You know, you can decide that you don't want to put up the tree at all, and instead, you can put red ribbons on some plants that you have in the house, because actually that's what we do. That's what my husband and I have done. We put red satin ribbons on a huge cactus plant that we have, which stands over 6 feet tall, and each year we decorate it with the ribbons and a strand of those tiny white lights, and it's absolutely beautiful. And for us, we usually travel to visit family out of state for Christmas, and it just doesn't make sense for us to put up a big tree. This gives us the feel of the holidays without all the hassles, and it works really well for us. And the last thing I like to mention is you might want to put the tree up for a shorter period of time, and that might help you as well. Let's look at how we decorate our house. You know, if you and your son made a tradition of putting up the lights on the outside of the house each year, perhaps you can do it with your wife now, or perhaps another child, or maybe you want to forego the tradition altogether. Maybe you want to put fewer lights so that you can continue the tradition while not exerting yourself. Remember, there is a healing which goes on when we do a tradition, even if we cry our eyes out in the process. Crying brings the cleansing that we need so desperately. Also, many families put up Christmas stockings. Some choose to skip that tradition altogether, but others use this as an opportunity to put up all the stockings, even the one for the person who's died, which will give family members an opportunity to fill that person's stockings with love notes and love letters and cards. You may mention this to your other family members, your cousins and grandchildren, and invite them to draw pictures or write letters to place in your loved one's stockings so they can remember them as well. Invite young people in your family to draw pictures and create ornaments remembering your loved one, to hang them up on the tree or place them near the tree, maybe on your fireplace mantle. This will help them to feel included in your tradition of remembering these folks and provide an excellent way for them to express their feelings. Taking out the ornaments and going through each one can often bring great sadness and tears. And this is to be expected because every one brings back memories. Remember that all the happiness you shared as you bring out each one of those. And even if you have to go through the tears, it's okay. Just do it. Take out the photo albums, which will help you reminisce with others. You know, you'll get a smile by reliving some of the happier times. Let's look at shopping. Now, here's another biggie. You know, you may find yourself having difficulty shopping and dreading the thought of going shopping for gifts when your loved one is not here to enjoy this time with you. You may walk by the wrong department in the store, the one he always gravitated to when you'd shop together, and you'd find yourself standing in the sporting goods department now, crying by the golf clubs. Or the children's department brings you great pain, and you just can't look at those dolls anymore. And this Christmas music, oh, it's making me crazy. This is to be expected. It's happened to me and almost everyone I've ever counseled or spoken to who have gone through the grieving process. If this is happening to you, you have many options, but most of all you need to know, it's totally expected, totally natural, so please don't beat yourself up about it. Let's look at some options. First of all, you need to make a shorter list and you need to stick to it. You might choose to go to the mall at the least busy times or go shopping at the least busy times so there aren't a lot of people. The lines for the cash register won't be so lengthy and you'll be able to get in and out in a shorter period of time. Sometimes the large malls can be completely overwhelming, so you might want to go to the smaller boutiques and local stores in town. Take a friend along for you for company and for comfort, and also to stand on the line for you. Don't overspend because you get frustrated and impatient because you can't have because you don't have the energy and can't shop for bargains or gifts within your budget. Go home and try another day, or perhaps pick up the phone, do shopping by phone, or catalog shop. Try to determine what you'd like to give before you begin the shopping process, and this way you'll exert less energy and get done so much faster. Write a list and have others shop for you.